is that in you that is unconditioned, the essence. One could say pure consciousness, that's only a word, whereas everything else, including the entire universe, is the conditioned consciousness. The conditioned consciousness is there as the human mind, as thought forms. Consciousness is born into a form, a thought. That's the deeper meaning of rebirth, is consciousness takes on form, temporary. And the form might claim, me, that's me. And so further rebirth is sought when, to complete me, I want to be born into other forms, identify with as me, thought forms. And this comes to an end when you allow the form of now, then you become conscious of the essence of now, which is space, which is stillness, which is intense aliveness, which is emptiness, as the Buddhists call it, but no word can contain it. It's also fullness of life. Not fullness of life in its manifested forms, the fullness of life itself, because before life is born into this or that, there is already the fullness of life as yourself. That's what Jesus talks about when he said, I want you to have life and I want you to have it more abundantly. In other translations, he says, I want you to have life, I want you to have the fullness of life. More abundant life, he said. And of course, he was not talking about the abundance of things. He didn't teach that if you work hard enough, you can buy lots of things, and then you will have great abundance. That wasn't the teaching. So when he talks about abundant life, he is not talking about things, life as life forms. He is not predicting the arrival of shopping malls and saying the kingdom of heaven will have arrived when every city has huge shopping malls and you will live in great abundance. No, he points to something else that is not to do with the forms of life, but life, the essence of life, being itself, and to know the fullness that is already there is liberation from seeking yourself in the forms of life. Knowing yourself to be beyond particular forms. And the mind says, yeah, but I can't quite work out how I can know myself like that. Of course you can't work out, because the mind is thought. Thought is attempting to understand the formless, and it cannot. It simply is there with allowing what is to be. Peace comes. Stillness comes. When you allow what is to be, the compulsion to think continuously subsides.